This is Jammin' with 117 The Truth, The Truth app, 1017thetruth.com, and streaming live on YouTube. Shout out to the Juicy Jammers riding the wave.
Yeah, no face, 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 no face.
Welcome to hour two of Jammin' with Juice, everybody. You are tapped into us, listening to us, and if you are just now waking up, good morning.
Good morning.
That's how you're going to do them.
Good morning.
Just good morning. Just
top
good morning.
Top of the morning, 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 top of the morning to you. Let's get this. Let's get this. Let's get this.
Okay, let's do it. 833-212-1017. That is the number that you guys can call in order to text us. That's the number you guys can call in order to chime in on the conversation that we are having right now. I gave you guys a little bit of juice here that Sherry Shepherd is being criticized on social media right now for her criticizing the outfit choices of a few women that were on the Oscars red carpet. Specifically, she talked about, Zoe Kravitz and things like that. But Megan Thee Stallion, I noticed her outfit. She had on like a green dress, but she had her front chest out and she just had the little pasties on it that it was in a color, the green color that matched her outfit. And Sherry Shepherd was pretty much saying that, you know, ladies on the red carpet, make sure you guys don't wear such revealing clothing because, one, you're not leaving much to the imagination. I'm assuming she's talking about for men or whatever it is that you your preference is. And she also was saying that, you know, you have influence over the young girls in the community. Like, they look up to you, whether you want to believe it or not, they look up to you. And if you're wearing whatever it is that you're wearing, they're going to feel like they should be wearing the same thing. And, you know, you just want to be mindful of what you wear because girls are going to emulate you and think that it's okay to dress a certain way. And I'm asking you guys, is Sherry's way of thinking, is that an old school way of thinking? You know, should we be bringing that idea to 2025, or has a new idea emerged of what is acceptable for women to wear? And even when it comes to being a role model to children, you know, does that even matter? You know, should they be watching their lyrics? Should they be watching, you know, other things that they got going on just because they know little girls or little boys are going to be watching them?
Yeah, don't misuse your influence. I don't care what platform you're on. Just don't misuse your influence. You see these people out here who do. Again, like I said before, even if you're a teacher in the classroom, you know, you should act in a professional manner and don't get caught up like these teachers who be caught having sex with these kids.
Whoa, the teachers in the schools? That is very heavy.
It's happening
right now.
It's happening crazy wild.
Yeah, no, it definitely is.
I wish I was in school at this time.
Why? So you could be groomed?
No, because I will point out all of the teachers that's doing it.
Oh, stop it.
You don't think I would?
No.
I'm a snitch.
I think you would participate.
Ooh, send me a nude, teacher. Send me a nude. I'm cool.
I'm cool. Oh, stop. You definitely would be not saying nothing. You'd be telling all your little friends, and then they would end up snitching.
Running the teacher.
I'm not going to lie to you guys. I agree with what Sherry was trying to say. You know, I think that because honestly, I'm at a point right now where I don't know where, and maybe y'all could break this down for me, but I don't know where we're at when it comes to the feminist movement and people saying that, you know, being able to show off your body is a form of women's empowerment.
Yeah, that's what
you're
saying.
I don't know where we're at with that right now, because there was a long time for the last few years where women were saying women's empowerment was being able to show off all your goods and everything like that, because I control my body and I love my body and bodies shouldn't be looked at, you know, over sexualized and things like that. And I see that slowly starting to get phased out a little bit. I almost feel as though that was a trend when it came to women's empowerment, and that was like the stance that everybody was taking. Because even she backtracked a lot of what she said on Shannon Sharpe's show, Club Shay Shay, the other day, saying that I saw a lot of women, I'm not a feminist anymore, because I saw a lot of women were actually taking advantage of men when it came to getting abortions, and they would just take the money and all this other stuff. So
Even the woman who started the feminist movement, she had came out recently and said that she started the Me Too movement.
Yeah,
that's
Me
what
Too.
She started. Mm-hmm. And she went on to go basically denounce a lot of the ideology that came with it, like just automatically just believing women when it came down to, you know, that type of culture.
Yeah.
You know? And it's like, dang, like, here we are. And so it is a good question, though, Juice. Like, ultimately, where are we at with the feminist movement? Because from the top, it seems like, you know, you got the Megan Thee Stallions out here popping they peaches, you know. And then you also got other women out here who are still trying to lead a good way.
Yeah.
When you talk about, like, the Kamala Harris's, and she's still dressing up clothed up. But
she's extra clothed up.
Yeah.
She put the shoulder pads in her clothes.
She got the power suit on.
But it really is an interesting conversation to have, because on one hand, how I see that, okay, people like a Megan Thee Stallion, a Glorilla, a Sexy Red, they're not making music for kids, right? They're trying to make music for adults. Even when you think of like a Lil' Kim or Nicki Minaj, they were making music for adults. Now, kids were getting their hands on it, obviously, and being influenced by it, but that was not who they were trying to target. But with the way things are now with social media and everything, the lines seem to be so blurred now, and it's just like, you don't know what's black, you don't know what's white, and now kids have access to all the things that adults have access to. I do think women and men should be more mindful of how they are representing themselves and the messages that they are putting out there
100%.
To be emulated and to be influenced by. You know, we live in the time of the influencer, and it would be remiss of you to not think that you had some sort of power when it comes to how you present yourself to the world and how other people are going to look at you and what they're going to think about you.
Right.
When you are walking around these streets.
Yeah. And you just got to be mindful.
And it's not their responsibility. You know, I don't think it's their responsibility, because at the end of the day, I do think parents have a big say-so into what they instill into their children. Because let's say, for example, me. I was watching Flavor of Love in the sixth grade. That was not a show that a sixth grader should have watched. No, that was not a show a sixth grader should have watched.
With a parent, right? With a parent.
I wasn't watching it with my mama. I was just watching it. She knew I was watching it, but those ideas didn't necessarily get instilled in me that, oh, I should look like these girls, or I should look like, you know, New York to, you know, whatever it is. You know, I was still able to grow up in a different world where I'm like, okay, I know that that's one thing. I could separate the two. But now I don't think kids know how to separate the two to understand, like, okay, right, this is for that and this is for that. Because
it's all real to them.
Exactly. Megan Thee Stallion, she has a lot of credits that, you know, she could be talking about. The fact that she has a college degree, you know, and she was going through school while pursuing this dream of hers to be a rapper. And she still completed what she needed to complete. But I think that that message kind of gets watered down by everything else that they have going on, by wearing, you know, the revealing clothes, or by the type of lyrics that they have in their music. But what do you guys think about it? You know, where are we at in 2025 when it comes to celebrities being role models to kids? You know, should they be a little bit more mindful of what they are putting out there in the world? 833-212-1017. Make sure you guys chime in, call in, text in, or you could chime in on the YouTube chat as well at 101.7 The Truth. Right now, I am going to go to Dejanay. I think that's how you pronounce it. Good morning, Dejanay.
Is this Dejanay from the Proud Family?
No, this Dejanay.
Sorry, Dejanay. How you doing this morning, Dejanay?
Oh, you from the hood. I love it.
I'm good. I see, this is why I like to use my nickname, Deja, because every time I say Deja name.
Hey, Deja.
What up,
girl?
Deja, man?
How y'all doing? Good morning, Noni. Good morning, Benjamin. And good morning, Juicy Jammer.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so about celebrities and their public image. I can't help but think back to a verse, or a couple verses, actually, in the Bible. But one particular that always stands out to me is, guard your heart, for out of it flow the issues of life. And essentially, when we talk about our hearts, we talk, especially mentioned in the Bible, God is talking a lot about our minds, actually. And what are the gateways to our minds? It's our eyes, you know, our ears, it's our mouths. It's what
okay, let's go down the rabbit hole, Deja. Let's go down the rabbit hole. I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it.
Okay. So, if, you know, essentially, if we're watching, if especially even young girls and young boys, you know, teenagers, I was one at some point, you know, if we're consuming certain things, right, that is ultimately what we start to think about. And sometimes if we let it take over, that's what we become.
Right.
You know, so a man think is, so he is, you know. So I think that. Yeah, I think that for a long time, not even before, like before Meg even came out, when we had the Nicki Minaj's and the Lil Kim's and stuff like that, you know, we were perpetuating an image that it's okay for girls to look like that, or supposed to look like that, basically, in order to gain some type of validation or attention,
right, some kind of status.
This is what it. Yeah, it's like we're letting those women set the tone in a sense for what it means to be a woman. And like I hear a lot about Don Cheadle saying whenever you know, the commercial comes on, he's saying, I know we're the bright and shiny thing, but you know, I want you to believe in yourself and look to yourself. And like, right. You know, we all are supposed to be doing that, but is that really the case when it comes to celebrities? We see them living a glamorous life and a good life, and we're like, dang, if I look like that, if I act like that, I can be like that, I can have all of that. That's less of the eye, you know what I'm saying? And it all starts with what we see, it all starts with what we consume.
You know, that is interesting, Deja, because a lot of times when people think about the ideas of lust, they're normally talking about the ideas of, like, being attracted to a partner, so to speak, right? But they're never really talking about the idea of, hey, you lusting over a lifestyle that you may want, you lusting over materialism, you lusting over these worldly possessions.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, thank you so
and
much
that,
for
that. You know,
Deja.
Lust breeds coveting, too.
Mm.
So, yeah.
Yeah, no, I feel
all right, Deja.
Thank you, Deja.
All right, Deja.
Right.
Thank y'all. Thank y'all.
All love. All
have
love.
A good morning.
God bless you. All right.
Yes, you too.
Mm-hmm. Be safe out
y'all
there.
Y'all too. Y'all too.
Deja.
You know what? I have to retract my statement real quick because I had to think about it when I was talking about Flavor of Love and stuff like that.
And how much you loved him and wanted to be on the show.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie to you. I thinking back on it. I definitely feel like I was influenced by them because I used to say, like, man, I want to be on the show. Like, that seems fun.
I feel it.
But I'm trying to understand at what point was I kind of like,
did you go too far with it? Or?
No, I don't think I went too far with it. But it's like, okay, with the idea that I had then of like, oh, Flavor of Love, it seems like so much fun. Like, he got all this house full of girls. They seem like they having a really good time. And how that didn't translate into other behaviors.
Interesting.
You know what I mean? I don't know how I separated the two, but like maybe it was my parents, but it was like, yeah, I wanted to be on the show and it was fun, but also I wasn't out here like doing that type of stuff in real life.
Yeah.
So I don't know how I was able to separate the two, because some people will take that influence and like try to make it their reality away.
That's real.
But I never tried to do that. So I think that's why I'm kind of like, well, I wasn't influenced. But no, I definitely was heavily influenced by that type of stuff.
But then again, I would also say your upbringing differs from somebody else's to, you know, the idea of where you actually had good parenting around you, where you had guardrails up. Like, imagine if you were that kid who watched Flavor of Love and then still went outside. You know what I'm saying? Like, now things are a little different.
I was sheltered, so, you know.
Yeah, you might try to do some New York stuff. You might try to do some pumpkin stuff on there. You might try to act like a delicious, you know, turn into hoops, you know. You might actually did some of those things then.
Yeah.
But because you actually had the proper guidance, you know, it didn't allow that programming to fester in your mind like that. Like, you know,
Also, if I would have been around other girls who would have been doing that type of stuff.
Yeah, promoted that type of
like,
stuff.
Like, oh, girl, this is what we do. We act like New York out here, you know? And I would have been like, okay.
Putting on lip gloss and all these things.
Kids putting on lip gloss.
Yeah, like 11, you know?
Lip gloss is fine.
Well, shoot.
But I get what you're saying.
Coming to them juke parties.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I understand it. You know, I get it. That's why it's important to know where your kids are at.
At all times.
You got to know where they are at. But 833-212-1017 is the idea of celebrities, you know, needing to watch what they put out there because kids are watching them. Is that an old way of thinking? You know, is it okay for them to act however it is that they want to act, regardless of if they know children are going to be watching them or not. You know, even like the Lottos of the world, I see some of these artists, Sexy Red, they'll go and perform at high schools around all these children. But then on one hand, Sexy Red over here got lip gloss line that very vulgar names of the lip gloss.
Right.
You know, it's like, are you selling this to children? Like, is that who you're trying to appeal to?
Hey.
But I definitely think it should be something that needs to be just thought about, you know, because I get the whole women's empowerment movement of like, I can show off my body because I'm proud of my body and y'all should not be looking at me in that way and I can do whatever it is what I want. And I agree with that. However, I think the execution of the message definitely needs to be handled differently. And I see it starting to shift now.
Yeah,
I truly
man.
Do. I see the idea of it shifting
with
now
the, with the
and
Ari
not
Lennox
being as
and,
sexualized.
The Tims of the world.
I don't know, because Coco Jones was doing the most in her latest music video. And I'm like, girl, that is not you.
Well, you know, and see, that's the thing, though, too, because we got to remember this, right? A lot of the times these younger artists, they get involved with these big companies, these big conglomerates who already got a plan for them. They already got the blueprint for them. Like, you know, again, we've talked about the Lil' Kims, right? We're talking about the Nicki Minaj's. You know how many female rappers that have came out in the past 10 years who literally got the Nicki Minaj starter pack? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Got the bang wig on, the way they promote themselves, call them dolls or call them Barbies. Like, you know, because what the industry does is basically look at a product that works. And they look at the product that works and they go ahead and replicate that same product, you know, despite the fact that how it may influence your kids. And ultimately, they want your kids to be influenced by this type of stuff because it keeps the society docile. But call the Truth Nation, 833-212-1017.
Yeah, let's run to the lines real quick as we wrap up this conversation. And let's go to Izzy. What's poppin', Juicy Jammer? And good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Do you remember the movie Christmas Story?
Yes.
Yeah, man.
Okay, so there was a limp in the Christmas Story with a stocking leg, and do you remember that?
Yes.
So back then they had the saying that women was like scantily clad. I mean, they weren't wearing up, and the stuff they wore, you know, brought that attention. So that's where that concept of be careful what you wear because you don't want to attract that attention. I'm not saying, you know, be careful, you know, but that's where that idea comes from. So, Carrie, I want to ask you a question though. What is sexuality?
What is it?
Yeah, what is sexuality?
I feel like it's a layered question, but the first thing that pops up in my mind when you say sexuality, I think of what it is that you're attracted to.
No, don't worry. No, what is your definition of sex? Okay, I'll ask you this question. What is feminism then?
I don't know anymore. It's shifted. I just said that.
Okay, so,
but if you're asking for my definition of feminism, I'll tell you my personal definition.
No. Think about what. Okay. What is your definition then? What you said. You don't know. You don't know what sexuality is. And you don't know what feminism is. So what is a woman?
Oh my God. Here we go. Why are you trying to ask me that, Izzy? And please tell me what that has to do with the... I'm trying to figure out how the two are correlating. Can you please let me know?
Are you trying to have me define
what a woman is?
Can you be every woman? Could you be the example that every woman is to be, to guide the world into the golden age, usher us in the golden age, and be the shining example of what a woman should be? Or is that too much pressure? But anyways, when did sexuality and feminism become so intertwined?
I feel like you have all the answers. Why don't you tell us, Israel?
I don't even have a daughter. I've been single for like 5 years. So
that's
it was just
fine.
Like,
you have the answers. So answer the question. Answer your own question. You tell us what you feel as though was the mix between feminism and sexuality.
All right. So I'm going to use Lizzo for an example, right? Lizzo, she lost a lot of weight. You know, there's a lot of issues with, like, you know, black women and, you know, image and everything and acceptance. You know, so, you know, I can respect Lizzo by saying, you know, she doesn't want to be tied down in a relationship and showing off her body. So she's just putting out this attention, like, you know, I am a strong, independent figure who wants to live life to the fullest. I get that. She wants to live her best life. She lost her weight. She's feeling good. At the same time, it's like, okay, so what's the point of attracting all this attention? You know, you have other women like, you were talking about Anthony Edwards' situation, like, you know, dependent on somebody who said, you know, He didn't say, like, you know, I'm pretty sure he didn't say, I don't want nothing to do with you.
I'm trying to understand where, what, you're not answering the question.
Israel, okay, look, I got, hold on, Israel. I got none but love for you, man, but we don't got that much time for you to get your ideas out. So you called in on these airwaves, make sure you get your idea out, all right? So go back to the idea I'm still talking, and I respect you, my brother, but I'm talking now, okay? With that being said, go back to the question when we're talking about Megan Thee Stallion and we're talking about their influence. You know, should celebrities be more cognizant of their influence on the culture? And if it's about feminism and sexuality, state that right now. Well, why do you feel that?
Okay, because we already know, you know, minority young women are already overexploited and over-sexualized. They're very vulnerable. You know, we got situations in Milwaukee where they get preyed on and misused and rough situations where they can't even advocate for themselves, right? So how did they get to this point where all this influence, like, you know, people have these issues, like we know, we all hear all the horror stories in Hollywood.
You know what, Israel,
anyway.
Thank you so much for calling in, man. God bless you. I hope you be safe, and I hope you get you a feminine woman, okay? Maybe you might learn something about some femininity. I don't know.
It's like he'll just go around the way to like answer the question.
That was a lot.
We don't be having the time to really dig deep into what Israel is trying to say. But we appreciate him for always calling in, always chiming in.
He gives me a good laugh. I ain't gonna lie. But Israel's a cool dude, though. He shows up to our events from time to time.
No, he does. He definitely does. So right now, I kind of want to...
We should at least just take this last one.
Yeah, let's take the last. I was about to say, Miss Banana, we got like... you've been waiting so patiently, but we got like 30 seconds for you because we do have to take a 3-minute juice break. But what's popping? And good morning.
Good morning. How y'all doing? And hey, Hazel, Sugar. How y'all doing? Okay. All right, I'll make it quick. Dang. It's easy, the same guy that be calling in as Cypher and carrying on and say he didn't vote because he was in jail or something like that. Is that him?
I don't even know. I don't know.
Damn, he got my ear tired. Woo! But that's all right, though. Okay, but you know, they say sex sells, you know, and just because sex sells don't mean you have to dress sexy and all that. You can flip it. Right. You know what I'm saying? Just because that's what the society say or the majority of the people say does not mean that that's the way it's supposed to be. You can flip it. You know what I'm saying? So, mm-hmm. Parents can also teach their kids, like, you know, no, you can't dress like this because this attract pedophiles, it attract people. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they can teach them that too. So it goes, you know, both ways, like, to me. That's all I got to say, and I'll talk to y'all tomorrow.
Thank you, Miss Banana.
God bless you. Be safe.
Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Bye bye.
Yes.
Real quick, Trey Tay hopped in the chat. Shout out Trey Tay. He said Kanye is right. The industry promotes black women and men in a certain light, so our kids will be influenced to be a certain way. In turn, our community will stay divided and torn. I agree with that.
Maybe that's why he's with a white woman.
I agree with that. I don't know what's up with Kanye, but he used to really be dropping gems, and he still do sometimes, but he just is off the deep end. I can't get into it.
That's a good segue for what I'm getting into.
Yeah, it is. Because we're about to go down to
Rabbit Hole! Where, Ricky, where you at? Where you at, Ricky?
He's trying to find it.
There we go. Rabbit Hole! Okay, so first off, Truth Nation, if you don't know what a rabbit hole is, it is a piece of info you find on the internet or experience in real life that takes you from one piece of info you find to another, up until your curiosity is satisfied. All right? So today, Truth Nation and all the Juicy Jammers, we could talk about how there's a nationwide boycott on Target. All right? Meaning, while y'all out there shopping, remember that we have to stick together. All right? Your boy Benjamin, ever since being pressed by the security at Target, hasn't been back since. I haven't got no good gather honey whatsoever, okay? I also want this boycott to truly happen personally to show all the people around the world that they are, that are not like us, that we are still unified despite all the divisive rhetoric that they place upon our heads, all right? Hell, I'm going to mention this again. We could even talk about how America could actually, in fact, be the real ancient Egypt. I keep telling y'all this. Do your research, all right? If you don't believe me, you got to ask yourself, why are there so many pyramids around America? Ask yourself that. Why are there so many pyramids here in America? Also, while here in the Americas, are there so many ancient artifacts that prove the fact that blacks were here tens of thousands of years before Christopher Columbus brought himself up over here? All right, I'm going to keep on applying this pressure until y'all understand. But now today, Truth Nation and all the juicy gems out there, we're going to talk about a question I have. And the question that really relies around, like, look, did y'all see Ariana Grande? Ariana Grande on that red carpet for Variety magazine? Did y'all see that? Because what she went to say disturbed me. An interviewer asked Ariana Grande about her album release date, and she said, I could not remember. I could not remember because the Brighter Days Clinic, they erased my memory, and maybe I have to go back to the Brighter Days Clinic so they can place that memory back in my head. Those statements from Ariana Grande took me out, and it made me question Truth Nation. What if the medicine that they are giving us is actually hurting us? Like, what if the medicine that we get prescribed to from doctors isn't actually helping us at all? It's actually hurting us. Truth Nation, stand back and stand by for the next 3 minutes and take a juice break with us. Because when we come back, we're finna take our trip down the
rabbit hole. Jamming with Juice, y'all. Keep it locked.
Jamming with Juice returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, 1017thetruth.com, and streaming live on YouTube. This is Jamming with Juice on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, 1017thetruth.com, and streaming live on YouTube. Shout out to the Juicy Jammers riding the wave.
Thought I'd end up with Shine, but it wasn't a match. Wrote some songs about Ricky, now I listen and laugh. Even almost got married, and for Pete I'm so thankful. Wish I could say thank you to Malcolm, cause he was an angel. One taught me love, one taught me patience, and one taught me pain. Now I'm so amazing to have loved and I've lost. That's not what I see, so look what I got.
Welcome back to Jamming with Juice, everybody. We are about to go down the
rabbit hole. Okay, so first off, Truth Nation, if you don't know what a rabbit hole is, it is a piece of info you find on the internet or experience in real life that takes you from one piece of info you find to another up until your curiosity is satisfied. So today, Truth Nation, for March 6, 2025, my rabbit hole began with Ariana Grande. Yes, the pop singer and her memory loss issue, all right? Apparently, there's a clinic called Brighter Days Clinic. And at Brighter Days, everything is happier and better, all right? Well, apparently, Ariana Grande frequents there enough that her memory is gone for show, all right? And it has the internet in an uproar. Because WTF, all right, only thought someone taking your memories was something out of the movies, okay? You know, like Men in Black, when they hit you with that laser beam, Will Smith put the glasses on, mm-hmm. Boop, 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 you know?
And they go, zzz.
Yeah, and then you just literally forget. A minute was worth of time or an hour's worth of time, but apparently at Brighter Days Clinic, they can go into your mind and take that memory that you got out. And it disturbed me, Truth Nation. It disturbed me because this is Ariana Grande. This, like I said, and these same things are actually happening in real time, like something like Get Out or something, you know? Truth Nation. All right, make sure you head to the YouTube right now because it is about to get crazy, okay? I want y'all to watch this clip of Ariana Grande speaking with this interviewer on the Variety red carpet, Variety magazine red carpet, all right? And she's talking about what had happened to her. I got to play this clip for y'all, Truth Nation. I need y'all to tune in. I need y'all to watch exactly what happened in this interview because ultimately, again, like I said, it disturbed me. It disturbed me because on one end, you know, these are one of the stories that we hear a lot of times when it comes to celebrities. Like memory loss is happening, or they either drinking baby's blood to stay younger and all these other things. But it seems to me that in this clip here that Ariana Grande kind of exposes what may be happening behind the industry. Okay. With that being said, DJ Ricky Allens, can you take Truth Nation on a trip down the Ariana Grande rabbit hole?
Release date.
You know what?
they did the Brighter Days memory erasure treatment to me, so I'm having trouble remembering the details. They're foggy because at the Brighter Days clinic, they do the memory erasure, you know?
If you could remember, struggle, tell me. Give me a date. Give me a date.
You know what? I'll have to go back to the clinic and see if they can restore my memory.
Is it going to be soon? Because the fans want to know, Ariana.
So soon.
Restore the memories.
So, Mark, you have to learn the language of my fans because soon means
you can go. You can go ahead and cut that, Ricky. You can go ahead and cut that. All right. Restore her memories? Somebody got that kind of power where they can take a memory out of your brain? Take it out, place it somewhere else in a little box, and then when you're ready for that memory, you can put it back into your brain? That's what they got going on right now. It sounds like science fiction. All right. I hope y'all heard that, Truth Nation, because for me, that was totally mind-blowing, okay? And it's crazy because, what, 2-3 months ago, we were just talking about the famous TikTokers. Oh, you remember my granny T-shirt? You remember my granny T-shirt? Y'all remember that? The Ariana Grande T-shirt. She remember Ariana Grande T-shirt. Well, I wonder how that particular TikToker would feel now, knowing that Ariana Grande might not even remember that moment that she had with her. All right? Neither here nor there. Hope y'all watched that on YouTube. All right? All right, because y'all would have also noticed, it seemed like to me that Ariana Grande, when she answered that question about where her memory has went and where she got her memory lost from, it seemed to me as if it was something she wasn't supposed to say. All right, because as soon as she did, the interviewer moved the mic from her mouth. What in the world are these folks trying to gatekeep? You know what, DJ Ricky Allens? Run that back for him one more time, just in case y'all missed it. Watch how the interviewer, as soon as Ariana Grande mentions anything about memory loss, he decides to move the mic away from her mouth like she's not supposed to talk about it at all. Go ahead and run it back one more time for the people at home, Ricky.
You have a release date.
You know what? They did the Brighter Days memory erasure treatment to me, so I'm having trouble remembering the details. They're foggy because at the Brighter Days clinic, they do the memory erasure, you know?
If you could remember, struggle, tell me. Give me a date.
Give me a date.
See,
you know what?
You can go ahead and cut that. You can go ahead and cut that now, Rick. You go ahead and cut that, man. Because like she said before, she has to go back to the clinic just to retrieve her memories. This is crazy to me. It makes me think, what in the world are these folks trying to gatekeep, Truth Nation? It makes me also think, which took me further down my rabbit hole, what if the medicine that these people that we trust in, what if the medicine they are giving us is actually hurting us? What if the medicine that we have been receiving from Big Pharma the whole time has been hurting us? Because if this truly did happen to Ariana Grande, that she lost her memories due to some psychiatric treatment at a facility called Brighter Days. Who else has this happened to? All right, I remember Kanye West talking about how they tried to Michael Jackson him by prescribing him lithium. All right, said he was misdiagnosed. This is what Kanye said. Kanye West went on to go say that he was misdiagnosed and claims his trainer allegedly drugged him to keep him in line. To keep Kanye West in check, they planned to drug him. Kanye went also on to go say that his trainer was a Canadian MK Ultra intelligence agent. If y'all know anything about an MK Ultra intelligence agent, MK Ultra is a program where they brainwash you, and it's complete mind control. All right, it's one of them things that I know y'all remember the movie Get Out, where if they tap that spoon on the tip of that cup, your brain, it automatically triggers a whole nother reality for you. That's what MK Ultra would do to somebody. Some people even say that the gentleman who shot Donald Trump was underneath MK Ultra. But that's neither here nor there. That's another rabbit hole for another day. But that was an Easter egg that I just dropped. But Kanye went on to go say, look, he was wrongfully diagnosed and they attempted to put him on lithium. Kanye said he refused to take it, and if he had taken it, he would not be here today. The interviewer who was speaking with Kanye chimed in during the interview and said they would have Britney Spears you, dog. They would have did you like Britney Spears. Lithium is the drug that was given to Britney Spears at a dangerously high dosage. Y'all see how she been looking lately? All right, 20 years after she done shaved her head off, and she's still crazy. All right, they use those types of ideas to control and enslave her under the illegal and corrupt conservatorship. All right, and speaking of conservatorship, we can't forget about Wendy Williams and the fiasco her life has become in recent years, which took me further down my rabbit hole, Truth Nation. What if the medicine they are giving us is actually hurting us? Because if these big time celebrities with big money this is the treatment they're getting. You know, they're getting their memories removed, dying at random, and going crazy in the tabloids, being called crazy names like Michael Jacko. What happened? What is happening to the normal man? What is happening to the average man? You could go to the doctor for the simplest things today, all right, and wind up with fentanyl in your medicine. And as soon as your insurance company can't pay for those items no more, now you're hooked, now you're fiending, and now you're going down on Burleigh, walking the streets butt-ass naked, all right? But anyway, Truth Nation, that was the end of my rabbit hole, okay? Truly, what if the medicine they are giving us is actually hurting us? I've seen so many different people out there, Truth Nation, who suffer from different ailments, go to the doctor, and even the pills that they get from the doctor don't actually help them. It's like, oh, they're giving some psychiatric medicine just to mask what's actually happening to them, just for all the underlying ailments. But call them, Truth Nation, 833-212-1017. What if the medicine they are giving us is actually hurting us? And what if Ariana Grande did lose her memory? 833-212-1017.
Well, thank you for that rabbit hole, Benjamin. We're going to unpack that after our three-minute juice break. After our three-minute juice break. So make sure you guys keep it locked to Jamming with Juice.
Jamming with Juice returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, 101.7thetruth.com, and streaming live on YouTube. This is Jammin' with Juice on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, 101.7thetruth.com, and streaming live on YouTube. Shout out to the Juicy Jammers riding the wave.
Ready to buy your first house, move into your forever home, or simply refinance? At Associated Bank, they've got you. With the right lending plan and guidance, you can achieve your dreams. Your financial goals are closer than you think, and Associated Bank is excited to help you reach them. Learn more at associatedbank.com/lending or ask a banker for details. Subject to credit approval, member FDIC, equal housing lender. And life is better with American Family Insurance because their home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote from an agent at amfam.com. Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit amfam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, assigned its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin. Welcome back to Jamming with Juice, everybody. We just went down the rabbit hole. And Ben has the question of, is the medicine that is out here to help us really hurting us? 833-212-1017. That is the question we have right now. And I believe we have Enlightenment on the line. Let's talk to Enlightenment. What's popping, Juicy Jammer? And good morning,
Mr. Word. Good morning. Hey Ben, I like that. I like that crown, man. I need to give me one of those.
Hey, appreciate you, big dog. I'm gonna come out with a whole line of crowns. I ain't gonna lie.
I'm gonna support.
All love.
Hey, so I'm gonna name a couple movies out the gate. You said one of them. I want y'all to think about everything that I'm saying when I name these movies. So. You said Get Out was one.
Yup.
They Clone Tyrone. Home.
Ooh.
That's another one.
Yup.
Supercell.
Yup.
Supercell, that's another. Underground. And then we got The Blink Twice. So think about all of those.
Interesting.
I feel like it's really an agenda to sabotage the blacks because they know we the chosen people. They know we God's chosen people, black people, because Jesus, aka Yeshua, his skin was bronze and his hair was wool, which is dreadlock. So they know that if we tamper with these chosen people conscience, that if they take the conscience out of black people, how else is God going to talk to them? Because that's how God talks to us. God talks to us through our conscience, through our instincts, through our intuition, through our gut feeling. That's why if you make the wrong decision, you be like, oh, man, I should have went with my gut feeling. Yeah, right, because God was telling you don't do what you was supposed to do, what you wasn't supposed to do.
Right.
So they know if we take this conscience out of these people, how they going to get to heaven? If we can't get to heaven, ain't nobody going to heaven. That's their whole agenda, bro, because if we do that to these entertainers, we going to do that to the kids. The kids are going to be clueless because they following up after people with no conscience. People with no conscience go in churches and kill people. People with no conscience chop people up and eat them. People with no conscience go into schools and kill people. And guess what? They get let off the. They get let off. So think about that. They doing this on purpose.
Dang, hey, I ain't even gonna lie to you, Enlightenment Man. You said, bro. Look, if we don't get to heaven, don't nobody get to heaven.
Exactly.
That's real, though.
That's been a purpose from jump when they killed Jesus. That's right. Why they was doing what they was doing with the Bible and getting people to think that the Bible was fake. But really, it ain't. It's just parts that they put in there that's not lining up with the Bible.
Because the Bible tells
you they was going
to
do that.
Yeah, it sounds like to me what you're saying, Enlightenment, though, is ultimately they want to break our soul. They want to break our spirit. You know, if they can break our soul and our spirit, you know, they can, you know, stop us from getting into heaven. And it's one of these things where even when you think about, like, the psychiatric ideas they put out here, or the medicine they give out here for us, for psych meds, like anxiety, depression, things of that nature, if you break it down the etymology of even what psych means, it means soul, life, breath, or spirit. So ultimately, when they give you these anxiety meds or depression meds, they're giving you meds for your soul, for your life, for your spirit. And as you said before, you know, they want to break your spirit. So if they're giving you psych meds that don't really actually help you out, they just mask the problem, what's going on or whatever, it can ultimately break your spirit. So I appreciate that so much, Enlightenment. Seriously.
They know we was inherited to heaven. Mm-hmm. So they're trying to take that away as much as they can.
No, that's love, man. God bless you and be safe out there, all right?
Yeah, appreciate it.
Hey, man. We just trying to wake people up one by one each and every day. Shoot, somebody respond to my pyramids question on the studio texter.
What did they say?
They said there are pyramids all over the world because they represent the first religions before the Catholic Crusade that called any other religion outside of the Trinity religions, Christianity, Judaism, and Muslims were to be deemed savages beforehand. So, hey.
Shout out to Brian.
Yeah, shout out to Brian, man. Keep going down that rabbit hole of the pyramids, why there's so many pyramids in America. But again, you know, what if all the medicines that they do give us are just here to break our soul? What if
they're not good for us at all? Some of it is a money grab, too, of course.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just because they want to make more money. If they do have things that break our soul, that means we have to get other pills, like the antidepressants and things like that. But
maybe that's why
there's
Beyonce
a lot of holistic options out there that I think we should be exploring,
right?
That our ancestors and things like that knew how to, you know, use in order to get us to the next thing.
Yeah, 100%. And that's why, you know, Western medicine is okay, but I actually believe in Eastern medicine. Yeah.
Real quick, let's go to Larry on the line.
Larry,
what's poppin', Juicy Jammer? And good morning.
What up, Larry?
Good morning. I got two things. One, I wasn't feeling good, and so I got prescribed some medication.
Mm-hmm.
Had a side effect, so then they prescribed another medication for those side effects, and then it had a side effect, and I'm taking like six different things, and I forgot what I was taking it for in the first place, so I just kind of stopped, and that's so fun.
You know what?
I'm
glad. I'm really happy for you. I'm happy for your transformation.
Right.
You know, because that's a long process to take yourself through, and you know, it's a lot of hope that people do put inside of these medications that you know the doctor prescribes you, because you're only trying to become better.
Yeah, I got another one. We were talking about black people in the America. All the countries, everything was just one big solid thing, Pandora. And so people from Africa just walked over here. And so, yeah, they were here. They were here when the Asians came over, the Bering Strait, and came down. And they mixed together, the Africans and the Asians, and then you had your Indians.
Right.
And if you look at like Indian culture, you know, you got the drumming, you got the beads, you got the Asian things that they worship. It's all intertwined.
You said your name is Larry? That's what you said your name is?
Yeah, that's my name today.
Okay, that's all good. Mm-hmm. All right, hey, we're gender fluid. It's 2025. Well, so thank you so much then, Larry, for calling in. And
yeah,
God bless
thank you. Appreciate
you. We
got
to run to a break. I apologize. I would love to talk to you longer.
Yeah, we definitely do. We are going to wrap up the show with a boat on the other side, give you guys our drop of juice. So make sure you guys don't go nowhere. We're going to take a 3-minute juice break and have more Jamming with Juice.
Jammin' with Juice returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, 101.7thetruth.com, and streaming live on YouTube. This is Jammin' with Juice on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, 101.7thetruth.com, and streaming live on YouTube. Shout out to the Juicy Jammers riding the wave.
What's up, Truth Nation? It is your girl, Noni Juice, from my friends at Steinhoffels. Steinhoffels Waukesha Clearance Center is dangerously overstocked. They must liquidate over $5 million in furniture and mattresses immediately. You can save up to 95% off clearance, closeouts, floor samples, and one-of-a-kinds. It all has to go. But you better hurry. Steinhoffels Waukesha Warehouse Sale ends on Sunday. That's 95%, y'all. Go ahead and go to the Waukesha location and get you some. Okay? It's about that time. Spring cleaning is around the corner. I know y'all need some for y'all crib. But welcome back, everybody. It's Jammin' with Juice, and we are about to wrap up the show with a bow, giving you our drop of juice for the show today. We definitely talked about a lot of things. I guess real quick, I'll just say my drop of juice is I'm excited to see what the future holds for this next version of what women empowerment is going to mean. And I think y'all will understand a little bit of what I'm talking about tomorrow, because I have a story I'm going to drop for y'all and something juicy that's very interesting that has to do with trends and influence and things like that. But I definitely think we are going to start coming to a new idea of what feminism and women empowerment is eventually.
What I want to say is rest in peace to Roy Ayers. All right, rest in peace to Roy Ayers. And just to let y'all know, there is a pyramid in Rock Lake, Wisconsin as well.
Whee!
All right, there's another pyramid right here in Wisconsin. And also there's a Stonehenge inside of Lake Michigan. Keep your third eye open because it is real.
What does it mean, Benjamin? What does all of this mean?
It means that black people. It means that black people were here way before Christopher Columbus was.
Ooh!
All right. We're actually indigenous to this land.
That's
to this
real
land.
Black history. So,
yeah.
I'm gonna keep
the on giving black history each and every day, too.
Yeah, no, facts. But tomorrow, it's Sips of That Friday. And tomorrow's also what the business is, by We Energies. We got a lot popping off tomorrow, so make sure you join us here, same time, same place, 7 a.m., 9 a.m. It has been Jimmy with Juice. I'm your girl, Noni Juice. Always keeping it juicy. And, of course, Benjamin. Stop! You're annoying. Dang, you're like an annoying brother. Say your tagline.
It's amazing.
Thank you, Ricky, for being on the ones and twos today. And that's it, y'all. That's all, folks. Sip on that. The Trooper Sherman Hughes is up next. Good morning. And have a great rest of your day.